Deputy Judd Laramie glanced up at the sign that dangled and squeaked from a wrought iron hinge mounted over the door of the bar. The Angry Angus. Well, that's what it was supposed to be anyway, but someone had slapped some black paint over the second G, making it The Angry Anus. Judd was betting a variation of hold my beer and watch this had been a factor in the vandalism. Of course, this was a bar, so it didn't require any of his cop skills to figure out that one. Despite the closed sign, Judd opened the door that was meant to mimic one from an old barn, rustic with crisscross boards. It, too, squeaked, and he stepped in, the cool air from the AC immediately spilling over him. It felt good, considering the afternoon April temps were in the high 90s and still expected to climb. The place smelled like a bar. That was the first thing he noticed. The clash of wine, beer, and limes. There was a chalkboard sign on the shiplap wall right next to the door. Stupid shit men say was scrawled out in cursive letters. And yes, it had the asterisk instead of the I. Beneath that were comments and examples. Some were also in cursive, some in print, and one was so illegible that he again suspected large amounts of alcohol had been involved. Tell your tits to quit staring at my eyes. Whoa, you've put on a few pounds, haven't you? Think you can get your friend's number for me? He had to study the last one a bit because of the drunken scrawl, but Judd was pretty sure that it said, "You're only 3 feet away from having the best sex of your life." Shit indeed. Sometimes there wasn't much good he could say about his gender. Judd let go of the door so that it swung shut behind him, and he glanced around at the rest of the place. Black and white cowhide seats with whitewashed floors, hay bales, saddles, and other tack were big in the decor. But the focal points, if you could call them that, were the life-size plastic cows and steers. There was one in every corner, and a pair on each side of the bar, and they looked downright spooky with their blank, wide-eyed gazes. The furnishings were obviously Western, meant to go along with the name when the second G hadn't been blacked out. But there were enough glass and silver whatnots and doodads throughout to make it look trendy. It definitely wasn't a bar that would have been a fit in Coldwater, where he lived, but then that applied to a lot of places. The small Texas ranching town might be only 40 miles from this bar in San Antonio, but they were worlds apart. "We're closed!" someone called out, and Judd spotted the bald, sumo-sized guy wiping some glasses behind the bar, which was also simulated black and white cowhide. He spared Judd a glance, but didn't give him a chance to respond before he added, "You hear about the cowboy stripper's job?" Since he'd been a cop for over a decade and was fully dressed, Judd hadn't thought he could be surprised by any question tossed at him, but he'd never heard that one before. However, he was wearing cowboy clothes because he was one. Part-time, anyway. Judd tapped the badge clipped to his belt. "I'm Deputy Judd Laramie." The guy shrugged, kept on wiping. "If you're here about the job, the auditions are by the mechanical bull." He tipped his head toward the back of the building. "You'd better hurry, though, because they're almost done." Judd considered another badge tap. Considered, too, adding, "You hear about the stripper's job," to the stupid shit men say board, but a direct question was the way to go here. "Where's Cleo Delaney?" Judd asked, making sure he sounded more cop than cowboy. Sometimes that laid-back drawl worked, but instinct told him the good old boy approach would be lost on Tiny. Yep, that was according to the name tag he was wearing. This time, Judd's repeated question and tone earned him more than a mere glance from the bartender, and he actually stopped his glass-wiping duties to look at Judd. "We got all the right permits," Tiny volunteered, adding some growl to his tone. "What do you want with the boss lady?" There was a dull ache throbbing in Judd's right temple, but he resisted the urge to try to rub it away. "What I want is to talk to her. I don't care about permits or auditions. Where is she?" Tiny narrowed his eyes, probably trying to look like a badass, but Judd was better at it than he was. They played an eyeball game of chicken for a few seconds before Tiny tipped his head again.